PSA.
Yeah,
don't ask people about their downstairses.
Yeah. No, it doesn't even have to be trans people. Don't, you wouldn't ask anyone else about their fucking genitals.
Correct.
You might.
I mean, okay, not to like put you on blast, but I do have a distinct memory of you meeting one of my friends for the first time and asking her how big her pee hole was. Do you remember that? I think we were at a wedding.
What's up, everyone? You're tuned into Fetch a Pail.
It's your weekly friendship podcast about life,
culture,
and definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your resident queer, trans, she, her, POC, POS.
And I'm a straight, fat, white gal named Jill. I guess today I needed a thrill. I tried to take the trash out, but slipped and fell with a shout. I hate this fucking hill. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
God damn it. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Hello. Welcome to episode 43. That was a wonderful limerick. I wish I had a retort.
You don't have to have one. I just fucking fell down like 10 minutes ago. It's fresh on my mind.
Oh, no shit. You're you're like a real rap battler.
Yeah, I just, you know, I talk about my life experience. That's what moves me.
Yeah, keeping it topical.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. It's fresh news to rhyme about.
Thank you. I was very impressed with myself. Not for falling. That felt stupid.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just have like a shoe full of dirt, and then like my knee is a little bit wonky, and I landed hard on my right buttock. So I anticipate soreness and bruises, but I'm all right.
Speaking of soreness and bruises, my face is sore and bruised.
Oh, no. Laser?
Yeah, I got a laser this morning, and whew, it was a good one.
A doozy.
Yeah, it had been 8 weeks.
Oh, gosh. Does it hurt more when it's been longer?
Yeah, I can say that. I wasn't sure until this morning.
No, shoot.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't actually. You know, it's weird. Sometimes it's, I don't know what it is. Sometimes it hurts a lot. Sometimes it doesn't. But today hurt a lot.
Shit balls. You even put all that nummy stuff on your face.
I put hella nummy. Like, it was yummy. Tasted so good.
Damn it. I feel like I've done that before. We've had this conversation before. The numbing stuff.
So funnily enough, is that a thing?
Yes, I would say it.
Funnily enough, I lick my lips and I accidentally get it in my mouth.
Yeah.
And it is not nummy.
But does it numb your mouth?
No. No, oh, okay. I don't think it like stays long enough for it to numb my mouth. But
so it's not nummy in either aspect.
No, it's really not. But yeah, I got my I don't know what number treatment this is, maybe 8, maybe 9. But yeah, it was the longest that I'd ever been gone, and Nancy, who shoots the laser gun.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yeah, we've been really busy. We used to be able to get you in like 4 or 5 weeks out. So it's looking more like 8 weeks. Dang. And she was like, so let's look at the calendar because we're probably looking at 8 weeks out. And I was like, actually, we're looking at like 12 weeks out because I have to stop laser before my FFS. And then also 6 weeks after my FFS, I can't have laser. So it won't be until near my birthday till I get laser again.
Yeah. That's gonna be a weird time for your face.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, technically, my whole life has been a weird time for my face.
Okay, that's true. You've been preparing for this moment for a long time, so you'll be okay. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I think we're getting ready for COVID round two, so I think we'll all be, you know, laying low for a while.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. CDC is like, JK, about all that no masks inside thing. Really premature.
Sorry. I mean, really, everything was going well. I gave them a call and I was like, hey, I need you guys to shut down the country again. I'm going to be laying low and I don't want anyone else to be having fun without me because right. FOMO. Am right. I right?
Of course.
And they were like, anything you say, Jackie, we got you.
I mean, you are like very powerful and influential, so it makes sense.
God, I love that you think that.
Yeah. You duped me.
How have you been? How was your week?
It was pretty good. Is that a question? I think I've been good. You know, I had a couple of weeks where I just was not feeling well. Like, I either had really bad headaches or I just had a lot going on, like, physically that was kind of stopping me from doing normal things or enjoying my life. So I finally got some, like, actual prescription medication for my headaches, and that's made a really big difference.
So the medicine's work. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but no, the medicine has been working.
Yeah, I've had to take it twice, and both times it's worked. And then I've had a couple small headaches since then. But in the last week or so, it's like if I start to feel something come on, I'll just take 4 ibuprofen and it just goes away. And before I was like, nothing made a dent, nothing did anything. So I don't know.
That is such a relief because I know that you were having headaches for a very long time.
Yeah, that last one was like, I think it was like 11 days straight.
Jeez.
Like, that seems bad. I was like crying on the phone with my doctor about it. And I was like, are we sure that I'm not dying? And apparently there are a lot of other symptoms that go with things like brain tumors and like
right.
things that make you die in your head.
Right.
So we don't have to worry too much about that at this time, especially because so far I've been receptive, I guess, to the medication. So that's been a load off. So I've done things like go to the grocery store instead of doing an Instacart order, which is so much cheaper. And I got to spend the day with Mallory over the weekend.
That's right.
She's the best. We were only planning on like running a couple errands and hanging out for the afternoon, and we ended up spending the whole day together. So that was really fun.
Fuck yeah, I like her. That sounds nice.
Yeah, and it had been a long time. So it was real nice for both of us. And then just like chores and stuff, you know, when you're laid up and you can't do anything, you get behind on house things.
Yeah, for sure. I got a bunch of house things done yeah. over the weekend. Yeah. I did like all of my laundry. I set up some new lighting in my room, mostly for like Twitch, but the lighting's really nice. It's really bright. I got this new sad light, which maybe is a happy light. It's like one of those therapeutic lights, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like supposed to mimic the sun or whatever, but there's only an on off switch. It's very fucking bright. I got it for free on Buy Nothing. But I got that, and then I got this like timer plug, so I'm gonna try to set it up so that it's my alarm in the morning so I can wake up to like quote unquote the sun.
Mm-hmm. Nils used to have an alarm like that. It was actually an alarm clock, and it like slowly got brighter and brighter over like 30 minutes, but it also made a noise, and neither the light nor the noise woke him up when we were roommates. So I hope it works better for you. Also, sorry, Nils, I called you out.
Well, I'm still going to keep my regular alarm, but I'm going to set this thing to go off like 15 minutes before it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it works for you.
Thank you. So I did all my laundry. I even took some clothes that I just haven't worn since I've moved in here, I took that to storage. I picked up a couple things from storage that I need here, including a box fan, because it's been like really hot the last couple days. Yeah, just been like being productive over the weekend, which is nice. I did drink most of the weekend as well. I was really good for throughout the week. I didn't like have any drinks throughout the week, but as a reward, I drank over the weekend. But I'm trying to wean off drinking so that I can be sober, like clean for a whole month before my surgery.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So I'm not having any drinks on the weekday, although I just had a very large Sapporo today.
Well, today is not a weekday. It's podcast recording day. So.
Exactly. I treated myself to some sushi, which I haven't had in a long time. Because I had laser this morning and I'm not allowed to go to the gym because I can't sweat out my face. So I was like, well, if I can't go to the gym, in for a penny, in for a pound, might as well.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. My week's been, I don't know, fairly productive, I guess.
That's great. Was the sushi delicious?
Yeah, it was good.
Ah, dang it.
Yeah.
Was it a new place you hadn't been to?
No, I had been there before. I was actually contemplating going to a new place, but I was like, what if it's bad? I might as well stick to it. Well, I'd rather have medium sushi than gamble on possibly
terrible
bad
sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing worse than bad sushi.
Especially since I haven't had sushi in a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'll have like medium sushi for sure.
Yeah. I mean, medium sush is better than no sush.
Right.
Yeah. I feel you. That sounds like a pretty good week. Nothing too exciting, but like nothing terrible. It's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Nothing too exciting at all. My GoFundMe has been gaining some traction. That's exciting.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yes. We had several donations throughout the week, which is incredible. Thank you to any of our listeners that have donated. I think we're at like 3,600 or something. But that's not including a very generous donation from one of our listeners who is anonymous for $2,000.
I know. Holy shit.
What the fuck? That's incredible. Thank you, whoever you are. I am like, that's amazing. That's so generous. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I know it's not for me, but it is all, it's kind of for me because
it is. Yeah.
The less you have to worry, the less I worry about you, and it's going to make taking care of you easier.
Right.
So, yeah, thank you for me too.
Thank you so much. I feel like you know who it is.
Who, me?
I'm not going to pry if they wish to remain anonymous, but thank you again. That's insane. And I really do appreciate it. Like it helps so much. So thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for that giant one. And thanks to anyone else who's donated. We've had a couple other donations from listeners, which is honestly really impressive because last week, the first 3 days the show was up, we did not have the link in the show notes. So however you found Jackie's GoFundMe, thank you for doing the extra work. And we will put it in the notes from now on. And actually, I made us a link tree for our Fetch a Pail Instagram finally.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So it's very cute. It's really just like four links to the different places you can listen to the podcast. But also right at the very top is Jackie's FFS GoFundMe. So if you haven't gotten around to it, or if you just got like a big tip and you want to share the wealth, check it out.
Awesome. Thanks for doing that, boo.
Yeah, I was like very excited about it. It's like I really need there to be more than one link on this page. And then I was like, oh, everybody has that. I could probably have that too.
Genius. I like it. Genius. Genius move.
Thank you.
Big brain plays over here.
Yeah, for sure.
So speaking of FFS, I obviously I've been like sharing my GoFundMe with everyone that I come across, and it's opened up discussion for people that I, you know, don't normally have sort of detailed discussions with about my gender journey, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of shocked about how many people think that it's okay to talk about my private parts.
Oh, no. What?
I've had three people. It's almost the exact same conversation every time. Oh, you're getting surgery on your face? Yeah, yeah. And then they ask me about it. We small talk about it. And then they go, are you gonna get your genitals? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna do the downstairs? Oh, are you gonna do this?
God. What is that about?
You're thinking about my junk right now.
I mean, that's really the long and short of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, why else would you ask that?
Isn't that it's so invasive. What the fuck?
It really is. And like, honestly, you know, they'll know whether or not you make a choice to do any other surgeries because you will be asking them for money. So like, just wait.
The three people that asked me about my genitals, your invoice is in the post for if I end up having another surgery, you're paying for it.
Fuck
you.
Yeah.
Can't ask people that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So yeah, awkward. Yikes.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of a rite of passage, I feel like.
I guess so, but like, gross.
Yeah.
So yeah, so, PSA.
Yeah,
don't ask people about their downstairses.
Yeah. No, it doesn't even have to be trans people. You wouldn't ask anyone else about their fucking genitals.
Correct.
You might.
I mean, okay, not to like put you on blast, but I do have a distinct memory of you meeting one of my friends for the first time and asking her how big her pee hole was. Do you remember that? I think we were at a wedding.
I'm a fucking creep.
But you know, there was no wrong answer. There was no judgment.
Yeah, and I mean, what was the context? Because I think it was applicable to our conversation.
I don't think there was context.
It might have been the first thing that I asked her.
I believe it was. And I think it was just for fun. I don't think you expected an answer.
Right. But I think that was like the beginning of a great friendship between me and her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It all worked out great. But it's just one example of asking someone about their downstairs.
Yeah. I guess I deserved it.
Okay. That is not what I meant. But... but yeah, none of your business, everybody.
None of your biz. Unless you're trying to fuck me, then you can ask. Why are you trying to fuck me? That's what I should have said. Why are you trying to fuck me?
Yeah, let's keep that one in your back pocket. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, but at least you're prepared now.
Yeah. Speaking of getting fucked, this testosterone, I'm really starting to feel. I'm so fucking horny. I'm horned up.
Oh, dang. It's like going to be like the early days of the podcast. You're always talking about boners and stuff.
Was I?
I don't know. If I feel like it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back, bros.
I feel like it's so weird to call people bro.
I started...
Unironically.
I started posting TikToks shirtless. And I open the TikTok with, "What's up, bros? It's your boy Jack, coming at you live. This is day four of me posting shirtless on TikTok until TikTok decides I'm a girl." So,
have you gotten banned yet?
No, I haven't gotten banned yet, so we're good.
Well, it's very rude.
Maybe my titties aren't as big as I think they are.
Yeah, maybe they're. I mean, they're big for you, but maybe other masculine people have little boobies too, you know?
Maybe the TikTok mods are like, eh, it's not quite there yet. let's let her have this for a little bit.
Just keep an eye on it.
It's been flagged. We'll check back in a few weeks.
maybe. You've had some really good TikToks lately.
Yeah, I've kind of. Oh, you said that I've been on fire.
Yeah.
I posted two today already. It's not even 6 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I got another one in my drafts.
Who has time?
Your girl got time.
That's good. Yeah, I guess I've also posted 2 TikToks in the last 2 days, which is a lot for me.
And you have had a lot of traffic on your Taco Bell one.
That was so confusing.
It's so cool. I love to see it.
Yeah, I was humbled, but I was like,
just so everyone knows, there's 1,100 of you out there that saw it after me because I saw it live.
That's true. You did. And also did a couple other people on my Snapchat, but.
Okay, but there was a portion that I saw.
Oh, literally live. That's true. Liver. You're the only one.
Yeah.
Jackie called me on, what's it called? Snapchat. And I've only ever called people on Snapchat on accident and then like panic hung up, you know, because the button's right next to the other button.
Right.
So when you called me, I didn't know how to answer it. And I was like, well, are you doing this on purpose?
Okay, wait. So it was ringing for a while and I saw that you weren't picking up. And then I looked at my phone because I set my phone down, right? I looked at my phone and Snapchat told me the person you're calling can see this despite not picking up. So I was like, oh, well, let me make a face. And I made a face and then you picked up.
The whole time I was trying to figure out how to answer. And I was talking to you because I saw your face right away, so I thought, oh, if I can see her face, then she can see my face, right? And so I was like, is this on purpose? But I hadn't answered it yet. It was very confusing. A real gym moment.
We're old people talking about Snapchat and how we can't figure it out.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep. So anyway, I'm very cool and hip. Today, I tried to... Okay, I've been watching a lot of Love Island UK. And and there's this one gal who keeps... She, like, parts her hair in the middle because everybody does now. And she does these, like, 2 little ponytails on top. And it's so cute. And sometimes she does, like, long braids down the side. And I was like, I do not have a head shape or a face shape for a center part. I never have. But, like, that's what people are doing right now. So today I tried so hard to do my hair like Lucinda. And let me just tell you, it didn't work out and my hair is in a bun currently.
Okay.
It was a lot of work.
I
want to
see what that looks like.
It's not good. I'll do a TikTok later.
Okay, sick.
My hair is just, like, it's too frizzy at the ends and too flat on the top. So I get, like, wicked bad triangle head.
I want to see that.
Okay, I'll do my best for you. Also, you don't have to part your hair in the center just because that's what's cool.
I think mine does it naturally.
Center part?
Oh, maybe it's like a little off center. Is that normal?
Yeah.
I've never had hair this long.
Oh, that's true. My natural part is like a very, very deep side part. But also, I've been parting my hair in the same place for like 20 years. So who knows what's natural?
Yeah, I think it might be time for me to go to a salon for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah. Get like a proper cut and style. You've got the length for it.
Yeah, I've only ever been to a barbershop.
Well, that's very exciting. Do you have friends in the area who can recommend good places for you?
Yeah, probably.
Good people?
Yeah, I imagine so.
Well, I recommend
it. Oh, you know what I forgot about yesterday? Was Uggs's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Uggs.
Yeah, happy birthday, Uggs. I'll probably get her a McDonald's burger today after we get done.
Is that tradition?
Yeah, but only for like the last 3 years. Technically, she's only 3. We've only celebrated 3 birthdays.
How long have you had her?
About 10 years.
Why did you just start celebrating?
Well, I never really picked a birthday for her because who knows?
Sure. Okay.
And then just 3 years ago, I was like, oh, I should do something. So I picked a birthday.
And it was yesterday.
And it was yesterday. Yeah. Well, I mean, she doesn't know. She doesn't know. She doesn't even know that she's 10 years old.
That's you know? True.
She's so dumb.
Yeah, that's why she doesn't know. Poor dumb Uggs. At least poor she's pretty. Uggs.
Yeah, she's got that going for her. Mm-hmm. Cool. You want to go to the Cork Bark?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you. Oh.
All right, we have a question here from Molly Shannon. It says, have you ever had a nickname and what is it?
I think I've had many a nickname.
Yeah, me too, actually. Let's go through them.
Okay. Should you start? I want you to start.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to include sort of online aliases.
Oh, good idea.
Okay, so my first ever, this is so embarrassing. This is my first ever email account we made. I was going to View Ridge, so I must have been fourth or fifth grade.
Wow.
And we walked over to the library, which is like across the street. And I set up an email account and James Dunlap helped me. And James's email account was James Bond, but spelled the way J-A-Y. He spells is James, yeah. J-A-Y-M-E-S. James Bond, like at probably Yahoo.
Almost definitely. Maybe AOL.
Yeah. And so when I made an account, my name was James Bond Jr.
With the Y spelled, and everything?
It was with the Y and everything, yeah.
I really like that. That's like very wholesome. I don't know what I was expecting, but that's like so precious.
Like I couldn't even think of my own name. I must have just thought James is so cool. I wanted to have this the cool, you know, email address that he had.
I mean, he is cool.
And then so we used to play Counter-Strike together, me, James and Keith and Adam, and for a while, I was going as Squeak, but it was spelled S-K-W-E-E-K.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, actually.
Yeah. So it was Squeak. It was from the movie Basketball, where they picked on the short guy. They used to call him Squeak or Little Bitch. And they kind of adopted that name to give to me.
Why wasn't Little Bitch your handle?
They would occasionally drop that one.
Okay.
Yeah. But that one I couldn't use online.
Oh, sure. Cause you can't do swears. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. So Squeak you know what? Before Squeak was Red Sniper. I don't know why I thought that was cool, but I was a kid. And when I played Team Fortress Classic, I was Red Sniper was my name.
Was red just like a color you liked?
It was just one of the colors on the game. Oh. Of, like the team.
Okay.
So weird. what other online names did I have? The only one other that I can think of is more recent would be Gay Bear, which I had Gay Bear for a long time.
Oh yeah.
And then just recently changed it to Jackie, but spelled with a V and a 1-3 at the end.
JVCKA13.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Oh, wait. Okay, remember LiveJournal?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so my LiveJournal account was Corn Shit.
Oh, fuck. I knew that too. I totally forgot. Corn shit. It's such a visual that you get, you know, immediately.
Corn shit. And that was because I was having such a fucking shitty time at Cornish, Cornish College of the Arts.
Yeah.
It was like Cornish, corn shit.
That's funny. I don't think I knew that was why. I just was like, corn shit's funny and gross.
Yeah.
That's a good
what
one.
Was your, what was your mellow? I mean, your live journal. Did you have mellow?
I did not have a mellow. I was not like that angsty. okay, I was. I just wasn't that cool. But I had a live journal, and I got it before you could just sign up when you had to have an invite. And
nice.
I couldn't get an invite, but my friend John had a pal who had an extra account. So just a stranger gave me the password to his account, and you can't change your username. So I just got what it came with, and it was, no, you shut up.
Oh, I remember that.
But with the letter U instead of the word.
Yeah.
Classic.
Holy moly.
No, you shut up.
Taking it back. We used to chat on AOL Instant Messenger, didn't we?
Yeah, I think I was just Jilly Winter on that. Not very clever.
Yeah.
But that is where I first started talking to Adam. And that's why we were boyfriend and girlfriend, was because of AIM.
Yeah.
So that
was... Did you ever use ICQ?
No, what's that?
It was another instant messaging service.
Again, not cool enough.
Yeah, I was an invite only.
My first email address, this is a pretty good one. neolover_kr@hotmail.com
I remember Neolover.
Yep, that's me.
Wow.
That's me.
That is so nerdy.
Yeah, for those of you who don't immediately recognize it, Neo is the character played by Keanu Reeves in the movie trilogy The Matrix.
Yeah, also soon to be quadrilogy.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they call them?
I have no idea.
I really like that. Yeah, I'm excited about the fourth one.
Hell yeah.
Even before The Matrix, I was, some might say, just like a little too into Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had like a GeoCities fan page dedicated to him.
No, you didn't.
I fucking did.
Before The Matrix, what, were you a big Point Break fan?
Honestly, I think Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Speed were like...
Oh, yeah. Speed.
The things that really did it for me.
Yeah, he was hot in Speed.
Yeah, he was. And I was like pretty young when that movie came out. And I remember watching it like on VHS. And I was like scared. It scared me. It was like too... It was a thriller, you know? It was like too intense. Like, what if the bus goes too slow? And then people die and you're like a stressed out child. I don't know. It was impactful.
Yeah. No, I loved that movie when I was a kid.
It's a good one. I don't think I have any other good nicknames. Jill is easy to make into nicknames. Jilly Bean. Jill the Pill I got from my family a lot. That's rude.
Why?
I don't know. It rhymes. And like when you're being kind of a pain in the ass, they're like, oh, she's a bit of a pill, you know?
Oh, okay.
Actually, my Aunt Pam still calls me Pilly, which I think is cute. So I'm not mad.
That is cute.
That's my story.
My mom used to call me Booger.
Oh, is that nice?
Yeah, it was fine.
Okay, good.
People call me Jono a lot. Jono was like a nickname, I guess. Literally my name and my last initial.
Yeah.
But like people called me Jono.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Nicole used to call me Jono.
Oh, that's funny. Some of my handles now include Chilly Winter, because my middle name is Winter and Chilly rhymes with Jilly. Do you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
God damn it. If I'm ever Chilly Winter on anything, it's because Jillian Winter was already taken by someone else, and whoever that person is can go straight to hell.
Yeah, fuck off, Jill.
I mean, once you have the Gmail account, you should get that handle for all the other things. There should be a rule.
It's true, yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
One handle to rule them all.
So dry today.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh. When I started going by Jack, actually, Jackie was a nickname that Adam first started using.
Oh, yeah.
So even before I decided to change my name to Jackie, Adam was calling me Jackie.
That's convenient.
Super convenient.
And cute.
Oh, I thought about changing my name to Jameel, which is my first initial and my middle name. And then I saw this musical where they're talking about the name Jameel and how it translates to beautiful. And I was like, that's so fitting. I thought I made this name up, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nickname that I guess I wanted.
But it never quite caught on.
Yeah. I have a nickname for my dick, or I used to.
Okay.
It was the Beanstalk.
Oh, Jackie and the...
Jackie and the...
That's pretty cute.
Each ball, one ball's name and the other one's the... Jackie and the Beanstalk.
I like that.
Yeah.
My vagina doesn't have a name.
Well, if anyone wants to name Jill's vagina, we're doing a contest. email your suggestions at questions@fetchapel.com and we'll name Jill's vagina.
Wonderful.
You got some fab checks?
Yeah, it's just a little guy. Basically, yeah, prayer cards are a thing. So great job, Jill. They're small devotional pictures mass-produced for the use of the faithful. They usually depict a religious scene or a saint in an image about the size of a playing card. So you can, like, have them if you like
the
saint
them?
Or the verse. What?
Do you buy them?
Yeah, you buy them.
Oh.
And then you can give them to people if you want.
Where does the money go? Directly to God?
I assume so. Otherwise, it seems like a bit of a racket.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And then the second part of my fap check is a mid-fap.
Would you give God a dollar if he asked you for a dollar?
No, he's God. He can make dollars. He doesn't need my dollars.
Would you question him?
Yeah, I'd be like, excuse me.
What do you need a dollar from me from? For?
Either you're not God or you're abusing your power. In either case, you get no dollars from me.
Well, that was a test. You're going to hell. That's how God operates.
I think I've been tested and have failed plenty of times. We didn't need this one.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. I just have a little surprise science bitch right in the middle of our fab check.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
So I was saying that I thought aluminum and deodorants were linked to Alzheimer's. And that's not really a thing, but by the time I'm done with this segment, you'll understand why I thought that. So what are the health concerns about aluminum? The primary concern that people have is actually about breast cancer. Aluminum from antiperspirants may build up in breast tissue after years of use. Aluminum does have the ability to disrupt your endocrine system, but there's no scientific evidence to show that aluminum from antiperspirants causes breast cancer. So that's cool that it doesn't, but the aluminum salts can build up in your lymph nodes, and so that's why people worry about it.
I see. So this sounds like it's one of those aspartame, MSG types of things where everyone says that it's bad, but there's no actual scientific evidence that it is bad.
Yeah, well, there's a couple more pieces to it. So kidney disease is also a concern. Your kidneys help get rid of aluminum and other waste products from your body. If your kidneys are functioning normally, it's not possible to absorb enough aluminum through your skin to damage your kidneys. However, if you have a chronic kidney disease or you're on dialysis, they do recommend avoiding it. So to me, that means you are absorbing some of it, right?
Right.
And then... um. According to the National Kidney Foundation, scientists noticed that some people with chronic kidney disease and high levels of aluminum in their bodies also developed dementia. In most of these patients, they had high aluminum from medications, so they couldn't directly link it to antiperspirants. So basically the whole thing is that there's just not enough evidence. And based on the research they do have, it's not super likely that it actually causes any of these problems.
Huh.
However, it's good to sweat. Like, if your body cools down that way, you know?
Yeah. I want to sweat right now, but I can't.
You're not allowed to. I'm very sweaty right now. And I had to read, and so I'm nervous, and so it's getting worse.
Well, I have a fab check.
Oh, okay. What is it?
It's Lena Bloom, and I said Layla Bloom.
Oh, shit. I missed it.
Yeah, Lena Bloom on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Congratulations, Lena.
Yeah, Lena.
Good catch, Jackie.
And fuck Layla.
Yeah, who the fuck even is that?
This bitch tried to trick me.
Yeah, it's Layla's fault. Oh, shit, that's funny. Yeah, that's all I got.
Cool. And we got science. What's next?
Episode 43, the one where we forget what the show is. We usually do obsessions.
Oh, shit.
Do you even have any?
No.
I don't really have any obsessions this week, although I have been watching a lot of Love Island, but we don't have to talk about that because it makes you, like, groan and roll your eyes at me, and I don't care for that attitude. But that's what I'm into.
Adam and I are starting a podcast.
What?
Yeah. And we're going up against your podcast, your Bachelor podcast. We're doing our own Bachelor podcast.
You too. Are not.
Yeah, we are.
Stop it. You aren't.
We are.
I can't tell if you're kidding now. You must be, because you'd have to watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, we're going to watch The Bachelor, and our podcast is going to go up against yours.
Okay, well, we haven't recorded any new episodes this season because everybody's too tired. So
we were thinking we would either do a competing Bachelor podcast or we would do a podcast that sort of reviews your Bachelor podcast.
Do like a companion podcast, but it's like very harshly critical. The official companion podcast to, what's that show called? Life's a Batch. If you and Adam start a Bachelor podcast, can you just have me on it sometime so I don't have to do two podcasts anymore? It's a lot of work. I am also watching The Bachelorette. It was just the men tell all, which is the worst episode that they ever do. And then next week is Hometowns. And then the week after is Fantasy Suites. And the week after that is The End.
So, did you watch any Sexy Beasts?
No, I watched the trailer and I really didn't like it.
I've been seeing clips on TikTok.
It gives me the willies, like, way worse than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, it's fucking scary, right?
Yes. I don't know why I thought it was going to be like, I think the Masked Singer, like, they're in full costume. And so it seems much more theatrical. But in this show, it's like just their heads. And that, for some reason, is more off-putting to me.
Yeah, it's so scary.
It's super scary. Also, I watched the trailer with Jake and he was like, I don't get it. These people are still obviously like skinny and hot. Like, why does it? It's not like you can actually, I guess you can't see their face and whatever. Who cares? That's not what matters on TV, as long as you're fit, you know?
Yeah.
So I like the concept of Love is Blind. And that's why I thought I was going to be into Sexy Beasts, because, like, not being able to see the person. But if you can, like, touch them and like see their body. I don't know. I feel like for a lot of people, that's probably enough.
Can you imagine if like, I can't even say it. Like, of course they're all going to have good looking people. Can you imagine if they put someone that wasn't good looking?
Like how poorly that would go and how mean it would be to that person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be so fucked up.
Yeah, it's true. Because there's no way to just have like regular people without it being totally humiliating and exploitative. Right.
Oh, you picked the whammy. Sorry.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, you're right. They're going to be hot under there. It's fine. But that dolphin head freaks me out. I don't know. Mal's been watching it and trying to get me to watch it with her. So we'll see.
The whole thing's problematic.
It really is. Also, it's British or something, right? Irish?
No, I think it originated in Britain, and the one that's on Netflix is the American version.
Oh, that's weird. I think the trailer that I watched was not American.
Oh, I could be totally wrong.
It's okay. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Speaking of TikTok, I watched this really incredible TikTok, and you and I have talked about we've both been more active on TikTok, and we've talked about sort of some of the really amazing things that happens on TikTok and also some of the really shitty things that happens on TikTok. Mm-hmm. But someone on this particular TikTok was talking about, they went on this long tangent. I'll have to send it to you, but they were like, they were talking about the magic of TikTok, and they basically just said that like the app isn't wonderful. It's not TikTok that's amazing and wonderful and magical.
Yeah.
It's that we have access to creative people now that don't have money in mind. They're creating to create rather than creating to make money. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing content that is magical from talented people, and they're just little tidbits. And I just thought that was really interesting how like TikTok isn't amazing. People are amazing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, it kind of gave me made me feel better about humanity.
Yeah, I think that's a nice way to look at it. Yeah, because TikTok, like, who knows with the algorithms, and it appears to be like pretty racist and all of that stuff, just like all the other big apps. But like the individual contributors, and you reach people that you wouldn't expect to.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes people are like, yeah, the Taco Bell in my area sucks too. And then somebody else is like, I really loved your energy in this video. And you know what? That like made my day.
Yeah. Or someone's like, your hair would look really good in box braids.
I don't think anyone said that to me. But I mean, I'm sure it would look good.
I gotta figure out if that's racist or not, though.
Yep. You got some investigating to do before you make that choice. I would skip it.
Well, you want to get out of here?
I do. Right before we go, I wanted to tell you that we actually have started watching the Matrix trilogy this week.
Nice.
So it was kind of funny that the nickname question came up. The Matrix that came out in 1999, honestly, it holds up.
Yeah, did you watch it with the idea in mind that it was a trans allegory?
You know, I kind of tried to, and then I just got so like sucked into the world of it.
Yeah.
And you know, I probably have seen that movie 100 times, but not for 10 years.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a weird experience. Like I was trying to watch it with a new lens, but it was so hard not to just get pulled back into like,
for sure,
being 17 or whatever and obsessed with it. And so I'm just like saying the lines along with the movie, and Jake just has to deal with it. You know, not like this, not like this.
All right. That character was originally was supposed to be a male in the real life, and when they went into the Matrix, was a female.
Yeah, switch. Actually, Jake told me that after we watched it the other night. He gave me that little tidbit, and I was like, shit, I did not know that. And also, yeah. I wish they had kept that in because I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, at the time, the production company didn't think it would be a great idea.
Yeah, they thought it would be too weird. And it's like, this movie is about machines enslaving the human race and putting them in weird incubators where they soak up dead people juices to put out energy.
That's not weird.
But I don't know. Somebody who's male in one place and female in another, that's out there.
No one's going to understand that.
Yeah, that's fucking goofy. But yeah, it's, I definitely, I mean, as soon as I read that it was a trans allegory, I was like, oh, that makes total sense to me. And it still does. But just like as a standalone sci-fi movie, I also think it's amazing.
Absolutely. How many spoonfuls of mayonnaise would Neo Lover give The Matrix? One.
I mean, I'm obviously biased, but I'm going to say 6.5.
Wow. That's the highest rating you've ever given.
Yeah, I think so. I actually don't know if I'm capable of a 7.
Well, yeah. No one gets a 7.
Okay. Yeah, 6.5. And then we watched about 35 minutes of The Matrix Reloaded. And it was very boring, so we'll finish it. But it was right after I got home from my very long trip to Taco Bell. And I just was like, man, I've been watching this movie for less long than I was in the Taco Bell line, but it feels like longer somehow. So we're gonna.
Was the Taco Bell worth it?
Fuck no. I mean, it was worth it because I had like a really nice interaction with someone who was like working hard to stay positive in a shitty situation. I liked that stranger that I met at the drive-thru window, and the Crunchwrap Supreme was technically warm.
Oh.
But you know when it's like, I don't know, like all the lettuce was hot and like the middle, the crunch part was like soft.
Yeah.
It's like I waited for 20 minutes, but then it still felt like it was old and had been sitting on a warmer that whole time, you know?
You want a little Taco Bell hack?
Please.
So if you order Taco Bell through, if you're ordering it to go and you're bringing it home, I like to put the crunch wraps under my armpits. And when you get home, they're just like the perfect temp.
That's gross and funny. I like to turn on my passenger seat warmer and then put my food on the seat.
Oh, that's a good idea too.
Mm-hmm, but armpits. Smells better that way. I'll do that. Do you think under boob would work?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, great. Let's go.
I'm not there yet. I haven't reached that level.
I think if you can fit a Crunchwrap Supreme under your under boob, that's when you'll get banned for being topless on TikTok. Oh gosh,
that's good. All right, well, big ups to Nathan Rupp of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song No Dance Halls on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
And thanks as always to Adam for our corkboard song Great Adventure. You can find his music, art, and other creative projects at adamoliveris.com.
That was good. I have a busy week of hospital appointments. I see my surgeon tomorrow for another consult. I get laser on my downstairs on Thursday, and then Friday I'm getting a body scan.
Oh, dang.
My 3-month body scan. Well, so we'll see.
How things
HRT
were changing.
Is definitely, HRT has definitely shown some physical changes, but now I'll get to see like really the detail in the charts and schematics and whatnot.
That is a big week. I look forward to hearing all about it.
Yeah, look forward to sharing. Have a wonderful week, Jill. I love you so much.
I love you too, Jackie. You have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life, follow us on Twitter at Fetch a Pail.
Or follow us on Instagram at Fetch a Pail.
Fetch a Pail is a Jack and Jill production.
Copyright 2021.
All rights reserved.
Thanks for being a friend.
You should not box braid your hair. Who told you to do that?